Guys, if you are listening to this right now, that means we launched a Patreon.
Hooray! Yay!
We did it. We got off of our asses and we did it. So head on over to patreon.com, find the Judgies Pod on there. We have bonus content, exclusive content, ad-free episodes, bunch of fun perks and for us three jerks.
Boo. If there's something that you want on there that's not on there, let us know.
We will literally do anything for cash right now.
Anything.
So guys, go and support us if you want. And if not, enjoy this episode.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the judgies.
Boys, girls, and NBs. It's the best place on the internet.
Are we just redoing
to gab and goss with Chris, Rick, and Josh? I ran it by them yesterday. They didn't like it then. They still don't like it now.
I think I hate it the most because you called Christian Chris.
Yeah, it's to flow better. More less syllables.
Oh, I don't like it.
Christian
is not a Chris.
I mean, he sometimes right now he's big enough. He's giving up big Chris energy.
Ew, no.
Nice. Fuck, now we have to cut that because you bumped the table.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, fuck is right. How's everybody doing?
I mean, you're
good,
editing it.
Good. Board.
Guys, 500,000 TikTok followers. Fucking wild.
Insane.
Thank you if you follow us on TikTok. And
it's
if not,
it's kind of gross, actually.
Judgies Pod at TikTok. At Judgies Pod on TikTok. Follow us if you don't. There's people. We get plenty of people on TikTok who say, like, you guys should start a podcast. And it's like,
I can't tell if they're joking.
Yeah. And it's, a lot of the times they aren't. So apparently we need to do a better job at marketing, even though literally every single thing says that
listen
we have a podcast.
To our podcast.
But I saw the rare TikTok comment the other day that said at whoever, oh my god, they have a TikTok.
Wow.
So somebody found our TikTok after listening to the podcast, which is fucking
yo,
insane.
Yo, okay. Shout outs to the guy that recommended it to that person to then find our TikTok.
Yeah, and they didn't follow us on TikTok was the weird part. So
you guys ready for some reviews?
Yeah.
Feels a little bad.
Can I read two?
Of course, Erica.
Thanks. So I like this one. It's from Honey Melanthus. Apologize if I mispronounced. The hosts are awesome. 5 stars. The hosts are great, but I'm half convinced they each sprouted, fully formed from the ground. For example, listen to episode 15. Josh and Erica were convinced Christian was full of it when you mentioned the existence of training toilets.
Sometimes
they at
I know
once
my shit.
Seemed so understanding of internet confessions, yet equally unfamiliar of what constitutes average human behavior. It's a winning combination and very relatable. Thanks.
That's very backhanded.
Yeah.
Like, they're so stupid, but it's relatable how dumb they are.
Yeah, they really, that was just a whole review. Like, I love listening to them because they're just stupid little pathetic baby boys that don't know nothing.
Sometimes our brains, our limited circle of study and, like, interest really comes back to bite us in the ass.
Yeah, real Ouroboros of biting myself in the ass.
I have another one. This is from Brit _. New favorite podcast, Heart. 5 stars. I have the worst time starting anything new. Shows, movies, podcasts, etc. I saw y'all first on TikTok and just needed to check it out. Now I'm hooked. You're all so dope, hilarious, and I don't even mind the poop talk.
Wow.
That's a big hurdle. If you don't like the poop talk, it's going to be a hard time getting through our podcast.
And Britt says, y'all have a bright future for sure. If you decide to read this on the podcast, please give a shout out to my dog, Chance.
Or bleeping Chance. No
fucking
no
chance we're talking about Chance.
No
Boo.
Handouts.
First
no.
of all, he's a dog. We love dogs on this pod. Tell Chance I said hi. Please don't ever do that again.
Okay.
Tell Chance we said hi.
Hello, Chance. I hope you look like the dog Chance from Homeward Bound.
Do you ever think maybe it's pronounced like Chauncey? Like,
no, I've never thought that in my life.
Maybe that's how it's pronounced.
I don't believe it is.
If it's pronounced that way, like, hi, Chauncey.
Just in case.
I'm just covering all of our bases here.
Christian, do you have a review?
I do have a review for us.
Cool, I'll read mine next. This is from Jaden Hart. I waited until I watched / listened to every episode to leave a review. Which means as of right now, I've spent over 62 hours of my life listening to three white people from Illinois. That's almost three entire days of my life. I'm pretty sure I enjoy it, too. Either I love it, or I'm subconsciously too stubborn to quit this far in. Either way, 10 out of 10. Recommend. Also, shout out to Aurora for carrying the pod.
Yeah.
I will agree with that last statement.
That is a very accurate review. And happy with it.
To tie in Aurora and us being white, I have a wonderful story about Aurora being extremely white.
Oh.
We went to go to a taco stand, and we get tacos, and there's this white stuff on the little section of the counter where you put your own toppings in. And she's like, we need to get that. It's not sour cream. I know it's not sour cream, but we need to get that. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I was like, is it a cheese of some sort? And she's like, no. But it's white stuff. We got to get it. And I'm like,
you got to have it.
All right. That's fair. If you think it's good, you think it's good. We get our three tacos. Street tacos, like corn tortilla, you know, all that good stuff. She puts some on there. People giving us looks. People serving us looks for putting this on our tacos. We walk away. I take the first bite, and I'm like, that tastes really familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it. She takes a bite. Oh, I think it's like something mayonnaise-based. And then I look at her in the fucking eyeballs. It was just mayonnaise. Because the stand also sells elotes, which is just corn with mayonnaise and spices.
You guys ate mayonnaise on your tacos?
Our white asses walked up to a taco stand and put mayo on it, and that was good.
No, I don't believe you.
It wasn't bad.
No.
Okay, so we're going to walk it back a little bit. It wasn't bad. I mean, was it the worst thing I've ever had?
It was pretty good.
No, I don't believe you.
I mean, all you have to say is like, oh, I had an aioli on my street taco, and people would be like, oh, it must have been a fancy taco stand.
If it was an Italian stand, then maybe I would have said I had some aioli. Can you have it like
aioli is not Italian.
Aioli.
I don't when you say aioli it that
is,
way, it
is aioli Italian. Greek?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's hipster.
I'm pretty sure.
It's just born in Seattle.
You probably made everybody that worked at that stand's like weekend, because they're just like, these fucking idiots. And then they probably told everybody like that wasn't on that shift, like, these two fucking white idiots put mayonnaise on their tacos.
But then they tried it and they're like, hang on.
No, I guarantee they didn't.
Christian, you got a review, man?
Yeah, I got a review for us. I somehow found out about this a few days ago that when you go to look at Apple reviews, it only pulls up reviews from the country you're in.
Oh.
Oh.
So you have to go and manually change the URL.
That's
to
dumb.
Pull up
why
different countries.
Why wouldn't it just have all of them?
Hey, man, I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Seems like a bad idea.
Jeez, all of our international listeners, really sorry.
Here's a couple of Canadian reviews for us, guys. Ooh, this one's from one of my favorite podcasts by far. I kept seeing your videos on TikTok and decided to give the pod a chance, or Chauncey, and I'm so glad I did. You're all hilariously funny, and I binged over a year's worth of your content in 2 weeks.
Damn.
I'm sorry for you. Everyone should go back to the beginning and listen to all of your episodes, because there are some hidden gems back there.
Wow.
I would agree with that statement.
Thanks.
I don't mind the bad audio quality sometimes.
We were still figuring our shit out.
We still get bad audio quality sometimes. It's part of the experience, the ambiance.
It really is. I always find myself laughing out loud at work while listening, and since I work from home, my whole family thinks I'm insane. I've recommended the pod to everyone I know, so I hope you guys can continue to grow your platform and become more popular so Christian can become a stay-at-home husband like he deserves.
It does not say that.
It does say it.
How dare you? They're I just want to be a stay-at-home husband.
Like you deserve.
Like I deserve.
So the weird part about the Canadian ratings is they don't go 1 to 5 stars, right? It's like a grading system, and they all give us A's.
We've just lost all of our Canadian listeners.
Not Aurora's aunt. She's true to the end. And I do have to say, last week I did at the end of the episode, I need to bring it at the top here to our loyal first patron, Tabia. T-A-B-E-A. We love you. Our Patreon isn't launched yet, but she subscribed because of a mistake on our end. But
clerical errors on Josh's end, opened the Patreon for about 12 hours, and she slid right in there, got it started.
Well, I hope she comes back when we actually have it up and running.
Me too. And Erica, speaking of getting things up and running, of course, what we do here is we read stories that we find on the internet. And we laugh at them, and we judge them, and sometimes
I do that.
So why don't you do that?
I'm doing that. Hold on a second. Let me get... I wasn't ready.
Stop yelling at me.
Joshua.
I'm literally in tears right now, Erica. I'm holding it back for the camera, but I'm literally shaking.
I'm shaking.
I'm going to shake some sense into you, boys.
Got a lot of shaking to do.
All right. So this one was sent in by a listener. This is a Reddit post that she found and sent to us on Instagram. This is from Mara. Thank you, Mara. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
That's literally got my joke. Ass. Am I the asshole for
No. Is that better?
Do you want a clean cut of this for the TikTok? Or? No. All right, then. For throwing away my pad at an acquaintance's house... Are you sure you don't want a clean cut?
That's fine.
Am I the asshole for throwing away my pad at an acquaintance's house?
Nailed it. Absolutely crushed it.
Thank you. Throw away because I'm sorry of embarrassed about this. I think we're going to be more embarrassed for your writing. I met a dude. This isn't from Mara. Mara didn't write this, so no offense to Mara. Just making sure we're all on the same page. I met a dude on Tinder a few weeks ago, and we seemed to really hit it off. We had a lot of the same hobbies, and I felt a spark between us that I'm sure he felt too. After we got past the phase of talking, we decided to meet at his house for coffee. It was great when I arrived. We talked loads, and we even held hands.
Ooh, spicy. What a crazy coffee date.
However, I was on my third day of my period. And after a couple hours, I needed to change my pad. I asked for the bathroom, and he directs me to it. After I finish changing, I notice his trash can is pretty full. Not sure what to do, I wrap it in toilet paper and sort of smooth it into the trash can so it isn't sitting on the edge. Typical girl move. Like
proper
yeah, response. Yeah, wrap all that in toilet paper. Yep. We hung out for a bit more, for about like an hour, and he excuses himself to the bathroom. A few minutes passes by, and he comes out, and he says he needs to have a talk with me.
Oh, buddy.
He says that I shouldn't have thrown away my pad because he might touch it when taking out the trash, and that is gross and unsanitary. Apparently,
what the fuck did he want her to do with it?
Apparently, he saw that the trash looked different, unwrapped the toilet paper, and saw my used pad.
This dude has a photographic memory only for garbage cans.
That's the most, like, dude thing in the world, where it's like, we all know our fucking trash pile, and it's like, when someone touches, like, why did you fucking move my garbage from the left side of the room to the right side of the room? She did that to his actual garbage, and he's like, whoa, we better inspect this.
I was mortified. I apologized profusely, and he seemed to take it well. He just told me not to do it again, and if I needed to, just walk a few blocks to a nearby grocery store to change.
Huh?
I left after that, not thinking too much of it. However, I've recounted these events to my friends, and they think he's a major asshole. I'm not entirely sure. He was really kind about it, and he didn't seem to get angry, but I'm also starting to see their point, too. It's a normal body process for people with a uterus, and I agree. It should be more normalized. I'm just not sure what to think, and any judgment would be greatly appreciated.
This is such a clear cut, like, just, it just makes me sad for her.
Uh-huh. So, because her story here isn't, like, specific as to why she thinks she could be an asshole,
mm-hmm.
So she clarifies and says, blood can be a little gross when you aren't familiar with it, and it was his house and trash can that I used without his permission.
How good is this hand-holding that she's gaslighting herself?
That's what I'm saying. This dude's hands mm-hmm. must be fucking smooth.
Hands to bomb.
The fact that she even thought that she needed to apologize to this man.
Yeah.
What did he want her to fucking do with it? Eat it?
No, he had to go change it out at the Publix down the fucking street.
What happens if you go to his house and you accidentally fucking sneeze and, like, you need to use a tissue? Put it in back in your pocket?
I suppose.
Using somebody's garbage can should be assumed when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah. She did the courteous thing by wrapping it in toilet paper so that it wasn't, you know, out in the open.
She made every correct move.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it should just be you could just throw it on fucking top because, like, it's just a pad. It's fine.
Yeah.
But she took the extra step of hiding it, wrapping it, yada, yada. Mm-hmm.
This dude's bonkers.
Yeah he's got to be fucking That's Jake Gyllenhaal. That's a
major red flag.
Yeah.
Huge red flag. I hope she did not continue seeing him.
It didn't say their ages, did it? Did it? It just screams like no, young, like 30, young 20s.
32 and 29?
It does not say.
When I was first getting into the online dating scene, I remember reading about, like, if you're going to have somebody, a girl over, somebody with a uterus over, to, like, fill up, not to have empty garbage cans in your house, in your bathrooms. Like, because I think a lot of guys' instinct is like, okay, I'm cleaning up, I'm going to empty out the trash. But for instances like this, if some women want to hide their used pads or tampons, then they can sort of dig it under your garbage.
So, top comment says, this has to be complete bullshit. His trash looked different, so he dug through it and fished out your used maxi pad, then insisted you walk several blocks next time to a store's bathroom to change it, and you apologized? And then OP says, I'm starting to realize apologizing wasn't the best course of action. I'm still not used to standing up for myself and speaking my mind. And then the same commenter messages again that also has like 10,000 upvotes. If you can't stand up for yourself and speak your mind, you have no business going to a man's house alone. That's a recipe for trouble.
Jesus.
And I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Here's the thing. That person is saying, like, correct stuff, but it feels like the tone is off, right?
Am I wrong? Yeah. It sounds a little aggressive.
Yeah.
They're very mad.
Also, pretty funny that his excuse for trying to be like, what if I accidentally touch it? It's like, if you're digging through the garbage, you're going to fucking touch it, which he did to look for it.
Which, if you're digging through garbage anyway, you should be washing your hands and it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Like maybe he's ace, so like maybe this isn't an issue, but like, I imagine you're going to have sex with that vagina at some point, theoretically. There's, guess what, buddy? The pad was in the vagina or on the vagina at some point. Like, what?
Well, call him an ignorant man, but I don't think he realizes how all that works, Josh. Yeah.
Clearly not.
A magical fairy comes by and completely cleans it up for you.
I would murder that bitch.
Yeah.
Please don't ever come back. The fairy.
Oh, I was like, who are we calling a bitch right now?
The Everybody fairy. Involved.
All of them.
I mean, for most women, when you are on your period, it's like, I do want to murder everyone.
Mm.
So.
What about when I'm on my myriad? That's sort of like when
Here's a myriad of reasons why you should never say that again.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was
terrible.
That's technically not a myriad, but I needed
it
to.
It wasn't funny. How much is in a myriad? 100? It was
Google it. Hold on.
Uglier than your personality.
Jesus Christ.
It didn't sound good coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Your face looked bad while you're saying it.
How close are we to a myriad?
I misspelled a lot of things, so I had to delete it.
I misspelled a lot of
the
things.
The joke was so bad that it kind of fit the glasses on your face, like, because they are also so bad.
10,000.
Oh, fuck. I'm not going to get to 10,000, guys. I'm sorry. If we get to 10,000 Patreon subscribers, I'll continue this myriad of reasons why Josh's joke was bad.
Maybe you didn't let me explain the joke. It could have ended up being a good joke. You just let me get to the setup and said the setup was too bad to continue.
All right. That's all for today's podcast, guys. See you later.
Thanks for listening. Like us on social media. Share with your friends.
It was going to involve gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So.
Myrrh.
Yeah.
Murder.
Correct. But now you'll never hear it.
Good.
Well, now I'm like, now I'm kind of interested.
Christian's insatiable need to know everything around him.
I need to know
him.
Tidbits, guys.
Insatiable. Good word.
Thank you.
I mean, can you finish the joke now, Delo, Josh?
Mm-mm. Are you ready for another one, boys?
Oh, yeah.
This is a today I fucked up.
Okay. It's been a while.
The image is kind of graphic that comes along with it. I don't know if we want to share it.
Does it have blood?
It does have blood.
Blood grosses me out. That's why I don't let women throw pads or tampons away in my house.
I haven't had a period in 5 years, but the moment I get one, the moment I get one, I'm just going to fucking free bleed all over your house.
Free bleed.
That's what it's called when you don't use anything.
I've never heard that term. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's called free bleeding.
It's a bold move.
Is Tom Petty going to make a cover for that? Wait, did he die?
Because I'm free bleeding.
Christian, write that song and record it for next week for us.
No, please
you
cut
got
that.
It.
Today I fucked up by getting my first ever open razor shave. So this actually happened a few years back, but some friends just discovered the photo and said I should post the story here. Traveling around to Ecuador, I had grown whiskery and decided to have a proper shave in my barbershop. In a barbershop, not my barbershop, he's traveling. With the chair and the foamy brush and the cutthroat razor and everything, it'll be a treat, I thought. The guy seemed eager to get going, so I sat myself down and reclined fully in what ominously looked like more like a dentist's chair than a barber's.
Mm-hmm.
But the first real warning sign was when, contrary to what I've heard about how these things are done, he started applying the shaving foam first without using a hot towel. From my position, staring at the ceiling, I saw nothing until the barber wheeled around, clutching the blade, and suddenly I was a pig who has just realized he's in a slaughterhouse.
He's just gonna get murdered?
This is insane. This dude's really painting a picture here.
He leaned in close to make the first stroke. It's a bit uncomfortable when a bald, sweaty, 60-ish man looms at you like he's going in for a kiss, and you feel an instinctive need to wriggle away from his sweet, hot breath.
Ooh.
Except he's holding an open razor at your throat. It's even more uncomfortable when you could swear you're being shaved with a cheese grater.
What? It's so different than a knife.
Yeah.
I could feel the blade bouncing and skipping like a stone, sometimes finding grip and digging in, then jumping to its next excavation site. I think you're only supposed to remove the hair, I thought to myself quietly as the looming man skidded the razor across my throat.
Coward.
I started to suspect I could feel some blood, but all I could see was the nicotine-yellowed ceiling and the barber's nasal hair. Oh my God, said my friend who'd been sitting behind looking at his phone. Are you still conscious? You've lost a lot of blood, and I'm not joking. The barber said something in Spanish. He says he didn't cut you. It's the pores. Yes, the blood pores that bleed out the blood when there's too much blood in your face.
Just let a little bit of it out.
Next up, three separate and comprehensive applications of burning liquid pain. The second and third of which I suspect was applied because I'd laughed so much when he'd said he hadn't cut me. Then finally, a cold, damp towel. But in this case, used as an abrasive to sand off any remaining epidermis.
Oh, God.
And finally, a splash of cologne. Chef's kiss. Voila.
At least he smells good.
Would Sir like anything else? And I'm going to show the picture. Okay. I feel like we should put like a trigger warning before the story.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of.
Should have saved it for the Halloween episode.
I should have. But this man got fucked up.
Oh, God. Why is it only in the goatee?
That's where you need to be shaved.
It's pretty awful.
I just
feel real bad for
him. That was his first time ever getting that done.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever get it done unless, because I don't shave that much. I just feel like my face is already so, like, baby's butt smooth that it would just get fucked up. Like, it would catch the razor.
You think it'd be better if your face was rough?
Yeah. I want it sturdied up a little bit. I need some scar tissue on my face to really slow down the.
Well, go get this guy's barber, I guess. Get that cheese grater on that chin.
What? What do you think? If, like, look at my skin. It's so soft, and it's gonna just, he's gonna go in, and it's just gonna, ooh, it's just gonna, ooh.
You ready for me to make you feel real bad?
I mean, just, you don't have to. There's nothing making you, make me feel bad.
I think I need to say it. As somebody that has a scar on their face, you don't want one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was really fucking rude.
We didn't have to bring it up.
What did this guy's barber knife look like to make him think that it has holes to, like, grate cheese with?
It was, I think, just it just a steak
feels
knife.
Like that.
Maybe
a
the
steak knife. Oh no,
serrated steak knife. So
you're just grabbing the. Does this guy, the way he wrote it, made it seem like if the dude would have put a hot towel on first, it would have made it all good?
Yeah, it would have fixed everything.
It would have opened the pores up.
For more blood to pour out.
Well,
the blood wouldn't have pooled so quickly. If the pores are just a little more opened,
yeah, it could
have slowly seeped out instead of pouring out, you know?
I don't think I'd ever get a face shave like that. But again, I don't have a...
Looks terrifying. I would not.
Well, it's a big power move, right? To, like, have
to
somebody
trust somebody that much,
yeah.
Let alone in a foreign country that you've literally never met this person before,
yeah.
No, thank you.
It's a big power move.
No, thanks.
You know, like they do it in like Game of Thrones all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, like Theon.
Okay.
Spoiler for Game of Thrones: Theon shaves Ramsay. Ramsay lets Theon shave him.
Ah.
As Roose is letting somebody that he captured shaved him as well or something like
that.
Wow. Yeah. Because you could just fucking nick him.
But it is a power move. Wow.
Yeah.
Way to really analyze that scene, Joshua.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty common trope.
I've never seen it before.
Open your eyes, man. What's that, like, tweet that's like, man who's only seen, what's the movie? Man who's only seen, like, X movie. It's like, wow, this other movie is exactly like this movie. It's like, this other movie is, you know, this other show is just like that scene from Game of Thrones. I've only ever seen Game of Thrones. That's the only piece of cinematography I've analyzed.
What's a troupe? What's, it keeps coming up. Every movie I watch keeps having these troupes.
Sounds like this guy needs a troupe for his fucking beard after that.
Boo.
We brought it all together, boys.
What do you do after that? Like,
you pay him and leave? You
don't cry? I sincerely hope that he just really kept that skin clean. And I hope that the barber threw that razor in a sharps container and disposed of it properly.
It is pretty funny, pretty bold on the barber's move to be like, dude, you cut me. Just, no.
Nah.
Nah, dude.
That's how
You're
it's supposed to look.
Bleeding all over my shot, but I didn't cut you.
That's how it's supposed to look.
Could you imagine if this man was on, like, anticoagulants,
mm-hmm.
like some blood thinners.
Yeah,
I would think if you are on that, you would know not to get that done.
You also wouldn't expect to get your fucking face cut open.
I don't think that anybody expects that to happen.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I will expect that to happen if I ever get this done in the future.
That is now the future for me. Is if I ever get a what is it called? A open blade razor, open blade shave.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If I ever get that done, I will expect to have a blood goatee.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, once we become, I don't know, quadrillionaires from the podcast, I probably will get it done yearly because that's about as long as it takes me to grow facial hair. I mean, maybe with the money, I could get like a hair transplant on my
get
face.
Get Elon Musk's plugs on your upper lip. Yeah.
Maybe we could fix my little mustache thing here. Why does it grow straight down like that?
Because you didn't brush it.
I do brush it. Doesn't do anything.
I've got that like brow gel that like kind of keeps your hairs in place. Did you use that?
No.
Well,
I hope no one notices on the podcast now.
Good thing there's
not right here.
People that only listen to the audio version.
Dude, imagine only listening to the audio version. That's wild.
I mean, I get it because I kind of got a face for radio, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I could see why they wouldn't want to watch the video.
It is funny. Any podcast that I listen to that also has a video component, I don't watch the video component. But I'm also offended when people don't watch our video component. So you guys should do it.
Honestly, if you're like a real Judges fan, you'll just play the audio and the video at the same time. Get us double views. It really would help my fragile ego.
You guys ready for a break?
Let's go to a break, guys.
Yeah. Use some water.
And we'll take a quick break.
Some water.
See you about to break. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Peace out. May I have some water?
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even us three figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Guys, welcome back to this half of the episode where Erica wants me to read about her first. So before we get into the circle jerks, we did get a DM on TikTok. Now, if you're sending us DMs on TikTok, don't expect us to respond because we get so many fucking DMs and I am not about that shit.
Wow. Bragging over here.
We get so many.
We have a shit ton on Instagram too.
I mean, once you have 500,000 followers, it's kind of just like an unmanageable amount.
That's so cool.
And a lot of it is just a wall of text from a 14-year-old saying, "My mom sucks. Am I the asshole?" And it's like, no, dude.
We get a lot of that.
But today, actually, at 5:26 p.m., somebody said, "I just thought you should know. I literally want to be the blonde girl's best friend. So bad. Her whole vibe and energy is just so safe and fun and exciting. I don't know. Anyway, y'all are hilarious. Sorry, I don't know your names, but yes, please share your opinions more." So there you go, Erica. That's your feel-good. Now, this is Christian's feel-good, because guess what? We're bringing it back. We're bringing back jokes that Josh told that didn't land at work.
I'm excited for it.
Back in this circle, Jurge, where we, of course, Jurge around this circle. More of a straight line than a circle, but you guys get the idea.
It's kind of a ray, really.
Yeah, because it... Is that... No, what's it... What's I guess it's just called a...
Line segment?
Line segment, yeah.
A vector?
Let's get into this segment. Okay, so, of course, these are jokes that I told at work that did not land. First one up. One of my coworkers slash friends showed me a picture of herself when she was a teenager and said, "Look, this is me and my friend X amount of years ago," and they were covered in mud from head to toe. And I said, "Oh, did you guys go on a Tough Mudder?" And she's like, "What's a Tough Mudder?" And I was like, "You know, you like do an obstacle course and then you get mud all over you." And she said, "Oh no, we call those mud runs." And I said, "Oh no, that's what I call after I go to Taco Bell."
Yeah.
Now, there was somebody else in the room who was a dad, mind you, and he was the one I was telling the joke for. He didn't hear it. So then I, of course, repeated, "No, that's what I call when I go to Taco Bell." And then he looks at me and he's like, "Oh, were you talking to me?
You mean Taco Hell?"
And then I repeated it a third time.
Tell me it landed the third time.
He died laughing. He loves that shit.
Thank you for lying to me.
Literally 2 days later, we're walking down the hallway and something happened where he goes like, "Now that's a trip to Taco Bell." He had a fucking callback for it.
Boo. All
right, next
boo
one.
Boo both of these men.
Joke number two, are we ready? My coworker slash friend had to talk to the IT, and she swears that it was a guy with a bad Australian accent, like somebody that was faking an Australian accent.
Oh, no.
And she says...
That's a good one.
And she says that he called himself Shark, that he said, "My name's Shock." And he said, like, she said that it sort of sounded like people that she talks to on, like, online video games, but didn't use the C word at all.
Okay.
Right, is way less usage of the C word.
That's respectable.
And I said, that's because he's from the sea. He's a shark. And she didn't like that at all.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God, dude. That's so...
It's such a good joke. And not a single laugh at work. Not a single one.
Not a single laugh here either.
You shouldn't make fun of people for where they come from.
What? Because they're from the sea? Nice one. Okay.
Thanks.
Our Nar, she's doing an Australian accent.
Our Nar.
I will say I did get a compliment on my accent, my British accent.
They were lying to you.
I constantly get dragged on this podcast by my co-hosts and my brother's fiance. Mm-hmm.
I do feel like it was like a ploy to get you to do it again so he can like show his friends like, look at this fucking idiot.
Oh, I don't think so, but that's all right.
Was that supposed to be British?
No, I just had to clear my throat.
Okay.
Last joke
that didn't land at work. Are you ready?
Let's see if this one lands here, though.
It won't.
I don't know.
It won't. A giant bird landed behind our building. And our
how big are we talking?
It's probably about 2.5 to 2 foot tall.
What kind of bird is that?
It's a turkey vulture.
Ugh.
Very big one.
I hate birds.
It lands down. He said, hey, there's a bird over here. You guys want to go take a look and see what it is? And I said, yeah, I'll take a gander. Fucking crickets. You believe that shit?
Is a gander a kind of bird?
A gander of goose?
Do you mean geese?
Geeses.
Incorrect.
Gooses.
Also wrong.
Gouses. Goslings. And of course, we have to pair my horrible jokes with Aurora's beautiful brain. Just
love that.
Here's some Aurora-isms that I've encountered. They're flying in. I can't keep up with it.
There's too many.
So this, of course, is Aurora. We just moved in together, so I'm experiencing more Aurora per minute than I ever have in my life.
It's wonderful for you.
And she, she's doing dishes, and she says, hey, you want to go around, grab stuff around the house to go clean? I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. I go around, I grab 3 different cups, glasses, with a little bit of water left in the bottom, and I drop them, I put them on the counter, and I was like, you know, you always leave these glasses around. Like, we should, it's really funny that we don't just get like a water bottle, that way you can keep it together. And she says, you know what? I think that's my biggest flaw. Leaving glasses around.
I thought her biggest flaw, like, as a human, was like, I actually don't want to use a water bottle. Yes. That's
her biggest flaw is leaving glasses around. Okay, another one. This one killed me. She shows me an abrasion on her thumb, a injury of sorts. You know when you have a blister and then you pop it and you pull off the skin and it looks like an open blister would look like?
Okay.
She shows me her thumb and that's what it looks like. And she goes, I don't think it was a blister. It was just loose skin. What do you think a blister is, Aurora?
How did it get loose?
The blister, I would imagine. She was adamant. She was adamant that it wasn't a blister. This is like showing somebody a cut and then I don't think I got cut, though.
That's a scratch. I didn't get cut.
It's like a split in my skin.
Okay.
Okay. And here's the last one. She was wearing a shirt that just said, I, big heart, like I heart New York, but as I heart Roseanne.
Oof.
And I'm looking at it, I was like, boy, big Roseanne fan, huh? Even in 2021, she goes, I didn't even think about that. I just have a relative whose name is Roseanne.
What a nice relative that she's like, yo, I'm repping cousin Roseanne.
I just sort of
fucking holding it down for her.
You just thought somebody made a shirt that said I heart Roseanne and you were at a store and thought, that's like my aunt.
She's just nice like that, Josh.
She didn't even.
That's her second biggest flaw as a person.
She didn't even associate Roseanne Barr, which is, you know what? It's why I love her. So.
You gotta love.
She's carrying the pod over here with the content.
I love her.
Delivering every week.
I think that's my biggest flaw.
Where is she tonight? Is she working?
She will be home shortly. She might be caught while we're recording.
A little surprise.
But maybe not if we get into the last bit of the episode.
Oh, yeah. That's my. Okay. Yep. I'm reading. Forgot, sorry.
Did my jokes just throw you off? They were too insane.
She's still like going back over. I'm like, these are so deep and intricate. These jokes are, they're so layered.
They're not surface level at all.
A mud run for Taco Bell? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, so I found this on Facebook because I'm a boomer and I still go on Facebook.
Aren't we all?
And this is an article from Slate. And I think that's just like a newspaper website.
Like slate.com?
Okay. And this is their segment called Dear Prudence, which is an advice column.
Ooh.
And it says, help, my parents gave me a wacky, offensive name. I had it legally changed.
Goofball McGee.
They still won't stop using it.
Wacky and offensive shouldn't go together. It's like, oh, it's wacky and racist. Like, what?
It says, Dear Prudence, my parents gave me a really terrible name that half rhymes and contains a racial slur. Think gypsy pixie and misspelled. We are a white family.
I don't. My brain's not putting it together. Do you guys know what it is and can write it down for
I
me?
I can't.
Gypsy pixie?
Her name is actually like Benward N-word.
Oh my God. I've hated it my whole life and was bullied mercilessly for it in school. My friends and teachers called me an initial-based nickname at my request. Although when my parents found out that teachers used my nickname, they called the school and complained to my absolute mortification.
Dude, these parents are just there for the fucking laughs.
I changed my name legally as soon as I could upon adulthood. Everyone now knows me as Anne, and my friends who knew me before made the change very smoothly. My parents are furious. They refuse point blank to use my new name, although they have had a full year now. They always used to tell me I would grow to love my beautiful and unique name when I cried about it as a kid, and are obviously angry that they have been proven wrong on that. I get that it must be painful for a parent to feel like their child has rejected the name that they chose, but come on. They have always known how much I've hated it. Always ignored my pleading to be called nicknames, and on top of all of this, their names are completely normal. Example, Bob and Liz.
Go.
So they have no idea what this has been like for me. I know this seems petty, but my relationship with them is deeply strained because of this. I gave them an adjustment period where I said I wouldn't mind them occasionally using the old name, but they ignored that completely. When I said I would be cutting short calls or meetups if they called me by my old name, they went ahead and called me that anyways, in front of others. Then they acted stunned and hurt when I left the exchange as promised. I am increasingly pulling away from them because of this. I don't want to be called the wrong name multiple times per conversation, and it hurts me that they're willing to die on this hill rather than just respect my right to have a name I don't hate and doesn't get me laughed at on the regular. They called me Gypsy Pixie for 20 years. Am I wrong for thinking they should be able to adjust to Anne now that I'm an adult?
No, they're not. They're wrong for this, but I want to know how stupid of a name this was. Like, also, like, here's one possibility where maybe she is wrong. Maybe if she just would have embraced the name, she would have been like kind of a weirdo and flown with the name. But now she's like a total stick in the mud.
It really
picking the name Anne. Come on.
It reminds me of the book Stargirl, which you guys probably didn't ever read that.
No.
It was a popular book when we were in like fifth grade, and a lot of girls my age read it. But it was basically these parents let this little girl pick whatever name that she wanted, and she picked Stargirl. Mm. And it was just, the book was kind of about like her coming of age and
kind of like Lady Bird.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Mm. Really? Lady Bird's a fantastic movie.
Well, Stargirl was a very good book.
I'm just watching you, dog.
Oh, I look like you're going to talk. Yeah, the name is really funny, but it is pretty funny, too, just to, like, immediate. I mean, it depends on how bad the name is, obviously, but just to me to be, like, at dinner with your parents, and they, like, say your real name, you just, like, drop your fork, like, all right, fucking check, please, like, I'm out of here. Like,
I mean, if you're setting that boundary, you're talking to them about it beforehand, and they're still being like that.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a bad name.
I can't think of what it would be.
No, nothing's like, it's got to be like a one and done name. Like, it can't be like a name that.
But as a parent, you should just know not to give your kid a stupid name, right? Like,
well, it's because they were like, they called me Bob the Slob and Lisa the Piece of Shit when we were growing up. So, like, it doesn't matter what your name is. Kids are going to make fun of you.
That's very true.
So I'll just call you fucking Stupid Moopit over here.
Shit Brains Piss Face.
I think they gave her the initial name
Thompson,
so they called her SBPF for short.
Thompson. No, they wouldn't do that. It's like regular last name.
Mackenzie. Johnson, yeah. What, did she not have a middle name to go by either?
Well, she said she went by initials.
Yeah, maybe like it was incorporated into the middle name. Because like, wouldn't the easier thing to be like, if her middle name was Anne already, just to be like, yeah, my name is like punch me in the face twice, but my middle name is James. So like, just call me James.
Pretty awful. I feel bad for her.
Yeah,
you gotta feel bad for him.
Well,
no, go on. I didn't know where I was going. I'm sorry.
That was a tactical cutoff by me. Of course, Christian had no good thoughts. Now here comes me with the better thoughts. Okay. I'm obviously on. I'm a very critical name raider.
Okay. I didn't know this.
Rate
about
my
you.
Name.
I like Erica. Again, I'm a big fan of names, especially like with the K. It gives it that little bit of uniqueness to where mm-hmm. it's like not super basic. Whenever. Well, maybe it's because I know you so well, but if I see somebody spell their name with a C, I'm like, that's wrong. That looks bad.
Yes,
K is correct. So much more aesthetically pleasing to me.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good good shaped letter.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun to do an ASL, just boom, right there. There's your K.
Yeah.
But so I'm very, very hypercritical of names, which fucking sucks because my name's Josh, which is just such a nothing of a name.
Pretty lame name.
Yeah.
Please don't review my name, though.
I like...
No, I don't even want to know if there's, like, even a slight dislike towards it. It'll really hurt my feelings.
No, I like Christian. The one knock on Christian, because I'm the biggest, the most important thing to me in a name of what a word for a name is creating multiple plays on the name.
Okay.
That's why Erica's a good name, because we get Erica, we get Ricky, we get Richard, we get Rick. You get all these names right off of there. Christian, you do just kind of only got Christian.
Yeah.
But then we found out the Chrissy Pissy.
Yeah.
So you get that in there as well.
Yeah.
It's Pissy Chrissy, actually.
And then we just got Josh.
Josh is pretty
bad.
Joshy.
Pretty bland.
Like, Josh is such a... Yeah, you get Joshy, which my mom and my grandma call me. Actually, I don't know what my mom does. My grandma does. Which is why, like, I unfortunately, like most dudes with bad first names, would get called my last name or variations of my last name.
Okay.
So...
And because you do got like a decent last name.
Yeah.
Highsmith's a pretty good last name.
I like Highsmith. I feel like
strong last name.
Yeah, two syllable. Smooth off the tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right off the tip of the lips.
Mm-hmm. But Josh, oof, really could have gone back to the...
Yeah, back to the drawing board on that one. Yeah. Especially because middle name Michael. What are you doing?
Just bland. We're going to have steamed broccoli for the rest of our lives.
Have we ever met a Michael Josh that we Michael? Like, though?
A couple. Very few and far between. Definitely, if I've met a Michael that I like, they go by Michael more so than Mike. Mike bad.
Yeah.
Mike, if you're out there, any Mike, bad. Michael? TBD.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
There's...
I feel like Michael's a worse name than Josh.
Yes, absolutely. But I got both of them as the bad one.
Yeah. What if you had like a bad Aspinall name? Like, I don't know.
Axel.
Persephius. Yeah. Axel is good.
Joshua Axel Highsmith.
I would go by Axel. Axel me anything.
Went to college with a dude named Axel Blades.
Oh, God. Dude. That's so cool.
Blades was his last name.
Was he a cool guy, though? Like,
I don't know. I don't even know what he looked like. It was a 200-person lecture hall, and they did roll call once, and that's the only name that stuck with me.
Always has a fucking switchblade on him.
His parents named him after an illegal car modification.
Axel Blades.
Middle
if you're
name.
Listening, Axel Blades, you got a cool ass name.
He's got those fucking biker boots with the knife in it when you click his heel. Dude, this dude's probably a badass.
Middle name don't give a fuck.
I mean, he was in biology courses, so like, I mean, he could just be a big old nerd.
You
like
can't
the rest
be a, you can't be named Axel Blades and not wear full
leather
and smoke cigs and fail out of school. That's your destiny. You have to fucking lean into it, Axel. Or change your name to fucking Ryan like this lady did.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy that Axel's mom was the lady from like three episodes ago that was looking to get her child tattooed. And he just has fuck off on his knuckles like at the age of four. No. Slicked back hair.
No, but he is a nerd. So the tattoo that she wanted was like trust the science on his peck or something.
Cool. Joshua, did you know that my name was originally supposed to be Kennedy?
Kennedy's a bad name.
Yeah. My mom wanted to call me Ken or Kenny.
That's not terrible. On second thought, it's not as good as Erica, but because my brain did go straight to, you can call him Ken, though. Like, Ken's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's like my favorite character from Street Fighter. Yeah, Street Fighter.
Or, you can go with Ken, Kenny, D for real short. That's not terrible.
Instead, I'm named after my dad.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about that?
I mean, you just got to take the name for yourself.
I have.
Yeah,
good. I'm kind of over it now.
I can tell.
I really, when we got married and I switched my last name, I mm-hmm. tried so hard to convince Christian to switch his middle name.
Yeah.
His middle name is Eric.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. So I tried calling him by his full legal name one time and I almost puked. I was like,
It is kind of fun that Christian's full name just kind of sounds like a drunk person saying you guys together. Like,
yeah.
Christian Eric Kleckner. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
It is fun. I'm glad you brought that up, Josh. I definitely won't ever grow a complex around this.
Erica, it's because you guys complete each other.
We were meant to be.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever get the Rose or Rosie treatment?
Oh, my God. Like, constantly. So my middle name is Rose. And just everything. Everything I have ever been given has been roses.
That's kind of, gets old.
My like a couple different family members nicknamed me and my mom Rosebud. So my mom's middle name is also Rose. And so she was Rosebud and I'm Rosebud too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
A Rick Trick.
Just, I hate roses. Hate them. I don't.
How about rose gold?
I like rose gold.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot take. Cute. I feel like that's a hot take.
Rose gold is really cute.
Rose gold.
It's just pink gold.
Riff on the podcast. Non-rose gold people over here.
We're going to have to put up a poll.
I mean, I don't have very much rose gold jewelry, but it's cute.
Okay. Agree, disagree.
I mean, they also, people used to always give me stuff about with rubies because July's birthstone is ruby.
Ugh.
Fucking hate rubies.
What fucking bullshit marketing was like... birthstone. Get that shit out of here.
I don't know. Amethysts are pretty cool.
They are very cute, and I like amethysts.
So maybe some birthstones are cool.
I also like alexandrites, which is yours, Joshua.
I thought mine was topaz.
No. It's alexandrite, which is a purple.
Well, what about the person who Alexandre wrote us in, Erica? What's their story looking like?
That was so perfect.
Thank you.
Was it?
It was almost like an Alexandrite the Great joke.
Okay, that one didn't land.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe talk about a mud run again.
Maybe go back to the Taco Bell shit. So we get listener submissions sent in. Guys, if you want to play a little jingle, a little noise, or we'll play it for you. Just DM us a sound on TikTok. If you put a video on it, you can tell us if you want the video or not. It's better if you send us a video, though, just because we can download it better. You can also email us a file, and here we go. Listener submitted sound.
Here's this week's listener submitted sound.
Someone giving cool, that Glock Glock.
Cool sound. Hey, but they gave us a 10 out of 2 rating. I don't know how that works, but...
5 stars.
Ah. I'm dumb.
What do we got, Richard?
Sent in on Instagram. Am I the asshole for canceling my sister's bachelorette party? I, 25-year-old female, am the maid of honor to my sister, 26-year-old female. While planning her bachelorette trip, we had found a house that she liked. I was hesitant on it due to the amount of people it slept. The beach house, up to 17 people. I tried talking her down to maybe like a 10 to 12 sleeper. I felt like that was much more doable since she had 10 bridesmaids.
She thought she was going to invite another 7 people? That's going to be a big party.
But she swore that she could definitely get 16 girls. I let her know that from the jump, any spots that she could not fill, she would be responsible to cover for that housing cost. She brushed it off because she was so confident in filling all 16 spots. I put down the non-refundable deposit of $1,600 and we've got the house. As time goes on, some bridesmaids couldn't attend and people were backing out from the trip. The final payment for the trip was in a week, and I still don't have the whole house full of girls. At this point, the rental company took a total of $2,900 from my account that is non-refundable. keep in mind, the total of this house is close to $5,000.
Oh, Jesus I misunderstood. Christ.
So, of course, I'm starting to stress out, especially since I'm trying to buy a house of my own soon. I told my sister to front the last two spots that weren't filled, and she started freaking out about putting up close to $700 and how that's not doable for her. She said she still had a lot of wedding expenses, like her hair and makeup trial and the last payment for her dress. Me being floored at this point, knowing she has no real bills, and the fact that I've put up $2,900 of my own money for her bachelorette trip, and she couldn't come out of pocket $700. I told her I could cancel this trip if I really wanted to, and she responded with, "That's how you want to play this?"
Oh, there's my just God. Some bad blood, Jesus.
This is not going to be a good wedding.
Long story short, I ended up canceling the trip, and I am so relieved. Half of the girls would rather have canceled due to the increase in COVID outbreaks anyways, but now my sister is completely annoyed with me. Even when I tried planning another bachelorette trip with the girls who still wanted to go, she seemed completely uninterested and just done. So I'm not going out of my way to do anything else for her. I feel like I've done enough at this point. So am I the asshole for canceling my sister's trip?
I think everybody sucks here.
Yeah.
I think we very rarely use the everybody sucks here just because we forget about it sometimes.
Yeah.
But Jesus, at first I thought it was $1,600 total. And I was like, I mean, shit, $1,600 is an insane price for a beachfront property. Yes. And then, yeah, fuck, $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! That's expensive.
And she already paid off $3,000 of it.
Yeah.
Just not get it back.
Yeah, non-refundable. That's the crazy part, is how the sister was just ready to eat that cost.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would have just, I mean.
That's a rough one.
Ugh.
I still am like, that's impressive that you thought you were going to get 17 people to line up on this trip. Because anyone that's tried to go on a trip like with friends and it's over like five people, I would say 25% of them always back out after you get to a certain size.
My bachelorette party had 17 people, and we went to New Orleans.
Yeah,
how many people backed out, though?
Well, we didn't book anything until everyone was 100% in.
Okay,
so
but Erica,
none.
You're smart and good at things.
I know for sure at least one person that did back out, because they started college again.
Mm.
So there's people that backed out. I get that you didn't get a...
We didn't lose anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the crazy part about this is, like, there's only two empty spots.
Yeah.
That was two. If it was, like, there's seven empty spots and I have to front this money. But for there to be two empty spots, I feel like the sister should have just been, like, I'm pissed, but I'll cover it for the trip. Because, like, that's only an extra. Christian did the math. It's $300 a person. That's, all, I mean, quote unquote, only an extra $600 for the sister there. But, like, to like, cancel the trip for 15 other people, I guess 14 other people, including yourself, just because you're kind of being a little petty of like, you, I told you not to do 17.
Yeah, it would definitely be one of those things. I mean, if you have the money, are you just taking on the chin and then you're just like, I will never do a nice thing for you again? You're going to have to really earn back my favor.
Yeah,
it is
too.
It's definitely rough. And like, I get it. I'd be pissed too.
God, yeah, I'd be having a hard time enjoying myself on the trip. I think that's the worst part of it.
Yeah. But Erica makes a very good point of like, especially with big things like this, you gotta get all the hard yeses.
Yeah.
And fuck, get a 10 sleeper and just double up. It's a fucking bachelorette party.
I mean, that's what we had to do anyway.
Well, here's the problem. If Airbnb experts here know, they say like, they'll be like, oh, this is like a 30-person house, dude. And then it's like you get there and
They count every couch and recliner as five beds.
It's like, yeah, we got four fold-out chairs out back. That can probably sleep six of you. I don't know.
A few Adirondacks on the fucking porch.
It's just always the shadiest shit when you get in there.
We have a 10x10 room with a shag carpet. That's like 20 right there.
Pretty much.
They'll take a photo of one room, but from like four angles with beds in the corner. It's like, no, look how many beds are in this house. And you get there, it's like, what the fuck? There's 18 of us in one room now? What's going on here?
Yeah, you got to get the hard yeses, especially on a trip that's that expensive.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, maybe if they're doing beachfront, it is just like, we're just going to be on the beach for 2 days or 3 days or whatever. But, yeah, you throw on the other expenses of
travel costs, alcohol, food.
Or like, yeah. Ugh. If you're starting at a baseline of 300 and then you're throwing on all that other stuff,
it adds up quick.
But they could have also a compromise that we didn't, that they didn't theoretically discuss, that we didn't hear at least, is if there was the two extra spots, they could have just split it between the 15 people.
That would have been
$20 a person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been their correct call.
Listen, guys, if you're planning a party, let us do it. Apparently, we're fucking experts.
Please, I've planned between my bachelorette and my wedding. I don't ever want to plan anything ever again.
It's been almost 2 years. You're ready to get back in the
Erica, what about the Halloween party you've always dreamt of throwing?
Okay, maybe like... one more.
And then obviously your golden, I guess you wouldn't be planning your golden birthday party.
Oh, I'm not
planning probably
it.
End up, I probably would end up being it.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I planned mine, I guess.
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, you guys didn't even throw me one, so it's whatever.
First of all, you were 19 and I was 18 and we were in college and had no money between the two of us. So.
And we weren't friends. So.
What exactly did you want me to do?
I don't know. Maybe. Throw me one now and make up for it.
We'll do a double golden at 38.
Oh fuck, that's a long. I'm not even gonna want to hang out with you guys at 38.
Especially
Erica.
Wow.
And speaking of especially Erica, guys, if you want to give us praises,
oh, I love that.
Do that in the reviews, guys. Apple Podcast review. We'll start reading some from other countries, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
We'll I just gotta find the two-letter character for each country.
Or I could use my VPN to just manually do it.
Or you could do that.
Okay. And if Erica would love to, please tell us where they could find us on social medias.
Oh, I mean, pretty much any social media at this point. You know, we're on TikTok. It's a big one.
500K.
500,000 followers. Whoop. We would love it to be 500,001.
Well, I think we... might be past that. We'd love for it to be 500,002, though.
Hell yeah. So we're on TikTok, we're on Twitter, mm-hmm. we're on YouTube, mm-hmm. and what else?
Instagram.
Oh, yes. Instagram and some other
Letterboxd.
Patreon soon. Merch also in the works.
We're trying, guys.
We're going to have three. Guys, also leave us comments, please. I know if you're listening this far, you're a true fan. Leave us comments about what you would want in like Patreon tiers, what you would want for merch ideas, what you would want for anything like that, because we'll use that if you guys want it.
We're working on it.
We'll try our best, guys.
But you guys try your best to be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The judges love you.